Number 5.
Judy, I guess you have a lot of free time now that both your kids have gone away to college.
Well, definitely more, but I still manage to fill the time doing things around the house.
Don't you ever find yourself getting bored?
Not at all. There are so many things I want to do. I haven't mentioned this before, but I'm going to exhibit some of my paintings at a small gallery downtown.
That's great. Congratulations. You know, I always thought you had some hidden talent. I guess it was just a matter of getting your foot in the door.
Having my own exhibition's been something I've always dreamed about, but I never imagined it would actually happen.
Good for you. Definitely send me an invitation.
Question. What do we learn about the woman?
Number 6.
Mr. Lang isn't going to be happy when he finds this mistake in our data.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll overreact. He's usually pretty considerate.
Sure, but remember the last time we messed things up?
Yeah, but this time it's nothing major. I'm sure he'll cut us some slack.
I sure hope so. We were up all night on this.
Question. How does the woman predict the boss will react?
Number 7.
Hey, Francis. I'm glad I caught you. Do you happen to have that money I lent you?
Sorry. I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Is it okay if I give you half now and the rest after my next payday?
Seriously? You promised it wouldn't be a problem to repay me this month.
I know, but I've had a couple of unexpected expenses.
It'll put me in a bit of a bind. We all have bills to pay, you know. Still, I guess half is better than nothing.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 8.
Steve, were you making photocopies for the board meeting again this morning?
Yeah, the vice president asked me to lend him a hand because his assistant's off sick.
Maybe it's none of my business, but aren't you too busy for that sort of thing? You're a section manager, not an assistant.
Maybe, but you never know when the shoe will be on the other foot.
I doubt the vice president would return the favor.
Not him, necessarily, but we're all in this together, right? And taking an extra 15 minutes to make copies isn't the end of the world.
Suit yourself.
Question. What does the woman imply?